Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Yirmiyahu, chapter 24. In the last parak, we dealt with three themes. First, Hashem will punish the shepherds, the leaders who abandoned us, and then in the times of the Geula, Hashem will give us shepherds who will care. Second, there are many different kinds of Nevi'ei Sheker, false prophets who are described in the last parak. Some share others' nevuos, while others make up their own. Hashem will punish all the various types of Nevi'ei Sheker listed. And finally, Yehuda needs to stop referring to Nevuah as a masa, a burden. Hashem will get rid of them who are a burden if they insist on viewing Nevuah as a burden. This parak looks at a broader issue happening within the Jewish community during the time of Tzidkiyahu. After the exile of Yehoyachin with all the prominent people in Yehuda, there now exists two communities. There's a new fledgling Jewish center in Bavel, and the established Jewish community centered around Yerushalayim. The question that both communities are asking is, which one does Hashem favor? Does he like the individuals living in Bavel, or does he prefer the ones who are still close to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim? On the surface, one could argue that Hashem has rejected those in Bavel as they were kicked out of Israel. The remainder in Yerushalayim would seem to be the new Jews who are now the most important. This parak shows that that position is wrong. Let's review some background to the parak. Yehoyachin was exiled and killed by Nebuchadnezzar, and Yehoyachin, his son, was deposed after a mere 3 months as he was seen as a pro-Egyptian force in the government. The custom came and exiled the pasuk called them the Charesh v'Esamasker, which literally means the craftsmen and the gatekeepers, the smiths who tgalus. This group, says Chazal, included all the wealthier people, the craftspeople, as well as all the Talmidei Chachamim. Nebuchadnezzar wanted to strip Yehuda of any leadership who could help them rebuild to fight a war. Only the poor and unskilled were left in Israel. The people left in Israel felt that the fact that they could remain in Israel meant that they were now the true representatives of Yehuda, and that those in Bavel were evil and had been rejected. Nevi'ei Sheker promoted this message as well. With this background, we can understand what Hashem is trying to accomplish with this parak. He needs Yirmiyahu to know that the leaders live in Bavel and are not in Yerushalayim. Yirmiyahu begins with a symbolic vision that he sees in verse 1. Hine, shnei dudei tse'enim muadim lefnei heichal Hashem. Behold, there were two baskets of figs that were set aside before the sanctuary of Hashem. This vision happened acharei haglos Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel es Yechaniyahu ben Yehoyakim melech Yehuda. After Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel, exiled Yechaniyahu, the son of Yehoyakim, who was the king of Yehuda, Vesari Yehuda, and the officers of Yehuda, Ves Hecharash, Ves Hamaskir, Mirushalayim, Vayivyem, Bavel, the craftsmen and the smiths from Yerushalayim, and he brought them to Bavel. This vision of the two baskets of fruit bring to mind a specific mitzvah, the mitzvah of Bikurim, where the farmers would bring their first fruit following the holiday of Shavuos and leave it in a ceremony in front of the Beis HaMikdash. The Me'am always explains why Yirmiyahu sees figs. Figs are particular, they're fruit of Israel, but they also have no waste. There are no pits, no pith. The Jewish people, Chazal say, are compared to figs because no Jew is ever wasted. There's no part of the Jewish people that are unnecessary. Both groups, both in Yerushalayim and in Bavel, are beloved to Hashem. Although one basket we're going to see is bad, it's still standing in front of Hashem, says Adas Ofrim. Even the sinners can still come close to Hashem if they do tshuva. The Charash literally means craftspeople, and the Masker literally means the guardians of the gates. Nebuchadnezzar didn't want the Jews to rebuild Yerushalayim. He wanted them by him, transforming his capital city. Others say the Charash were the king's advisors, and the Masker were the scribes who would seal the documents from the Shoresh Samach Gimel Reish. Nebuchadnezzar wanted Yehuda to be an outpost for his army, but not to be politically wise, so he took anybody who had any political sense back to his country. Rashi and Chazal say that these are the spiritual builders of Yerushalayim, the Talmidei Chachamim, because when a Talmud Chacham opened up his mouth, everyone was cheresh, they were silent, and they were masker, they were closed, they all sat before them and learned. This was Hashem's plan to make sure there was a continuity for the Jewish people, so that the community would be set up in Bavel, but their Torah learning would be transferred from Yerushalayim to Bavel. The Beis HaMikdash needed to be destroyed, but the Torah would remain forever. These two bunches of figs were very different. One basket of figs was very good. ze'enei habakuros, like the figs that are the first to ripen, and the other basket was very bad, they couldn't be eaten. Figs, the Malbim tells us, need to be treated with care. When they are ripe, they need to be picked right away. If they stay on the vine at all, they get wormy and disgusting from the sun. The nimshal, the allegory, is that the group with Yehoyachin is comparable to the group of figs that got plucked at the right time. The fact that they were plucked first means they are more desirable. Those in Yehuda are like the figs left in the sun. They stayed on the tree too long, and their averos have rotted them. Like in the first parak, Hashem asks Yirmiyahu personally in verse 3, Ma taro'a Yirmiyahu? Yirmiyahu, what do you see? The Das Sofrim says this was a vision set to Yirmiyahu alone, so he would understand the nation better, not for him to share with the whole nation. Yirmiyahu replies that he sees figs that are really good, and figs that can't be eaten because they are so bad. The Malbim points out that Yirmiyahu doesn't compare the two baskets to each other, that one basket is better than the other basket. Each one's nature is independent of the other. The baskets, like the two communities, are objectively good or objectively bad. Their value is not measured in relation to the other one. Hashem then explains what is the meaning of this vision. Verse 5, Kate'enim hatovos ha'ela, like these good figs that were collected at the right time and weren't left on the tree to rot, kein akir eskalas Yehuda, so will I regard the exiles of Yehuda. Asher shilachti min hamakom hazeh eretz kastim, who I sent out from this place into the lands of the Kastim. It calls them Kastim, not Babylonians, because they're sent to a land which is particularly violent. The Chaldeans were very violent people. The Tova, for good. This was for their good. Even though these people were physically distant from Hashem, Hashem is still spiritually close to them. He is exiling them to this particular land for their own benefit. Verse 6. There are three benefits the group in Galus is receiving. First, V'samti eini aleihem l'tova. I will set my eyes on them for good. When they're in Galus, and this continues past the 70 years in Bavel, for 1,000 years afterwards, those in Bavel will still enjoy Hashem's hashkacha on them. He will watch them to make sure they are not hurt. Second, v'ashivosim al ha'aretz hazos, uvinisem v'lo eheros, unitatim v'lo etosh. I will bring them back to this land, and I will build them, and not pull them down. I will plant them, and not pluck them up. After this galus, this group will return to Yerushalayim. They're going to come back to Israel, and they're going to build a new Beis HaMikdash. Their exile is temporary. Their exile will serve as an atonement, and so afterwards, they will be able to experience only positive things, only constructive things that will come in the lands of Israel. And finally, verse 7, V'nasati lehem lev ladas osi ki ani Hashem. I will give them a heart to know me, because I am Hashem. There won't be another reason for galus, as Hashem will make sure they know Hashem. They understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with them. The Abar Benel says that those in Bavel grew in Torah learning. The Talmud Bavli and the Torah Shebaal Peh blossomed there. After the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem also removed the Yetzahara, the desire to serve idols, from the people. And they shall be for me as a people, and I will be their God. The nation will finally accept Hashem's dominion over them, and Hashem will help them as he will once again be connected to them in a very personal way in the land of Israel. For they will return to me with their whole hearts. Hashem will make it easier for the people in Bavel to do a complete shuva. And so they will be able to live in Israel with Hashem once again. In contrast, Hashem describes what the other basket represents. Verse 8, V'chate'enim hara'os asher lo te'achalna. And as the bad figs which cannot be eaten, they are so bad. Those that remain are like those figs that stayed on the tree too long. They are so bad that nobody wants them. Kein etena Tzidkiyahu melech Yehuda. So will I make Tzidkiyahu, the king of Yehuda, Vesarav and his princes, Vesheris Yerushalayim and Hesharim Ba'aretz Hazos, and the rest of anybody who lives in Yerushalayim that remain in this land. Hashem will make those who remain in Eretz Yisrael, Tzidkiyahu and his evil advisors, like an awful basket of figs. The other nations will hate them, and people will distance themselves from them, just like the figs are revolting to anyone who sees them or tastes them. Vayoshim Be'eretz Mitzrayim, and they that dwell in the land of Egypt will also be subject to this hatred. The Masudas David says that this refers to the time after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Nebuchadnezzar appointed Gedaliah ben Achikam as the governor. Yishmael ben Netanya decided to overthrow Gedaliah, and he murdered him on Rosh Hashanah. Yishmael also killed some Babylonian officers who were there to protect Gedaliah. The people were scared of what would the reaction of Nebuchadnezzar would be to this insurgency. They knew that Nebuchadnezzar was very violent and was hunting down anybody who went against him. Under the direction of Yochanan ben Kerach and against the advice of Yirmiyahu, Yochanan led the remainder to Mitzrayim. This group will also be destroyed. The group compared to the basket of figs will be Unisatim leza'ava lera'a l'chol mamlachos ha'aretz. I will even make them a horror amongst all the kingdoms of the earth for evil. All the other nations will treat those who survive the fall of Yerushalayim with cruelty. L'cherpa ulemashal l'shnina u'vileklala. A reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse. This will happen no matter where these people find themselves. They will be an example for all people of what suffering truly is. People will say, you should be cursed like those Jewish people who were conquered by Nebuchadnezzar. Tzidkiyahu had promised to rebel, and then he went back on his word. And so Nebuchadnezzar chased every single person down. This is a horror for all the other nations. No one wanted to harbor these refugees, as they didn't want Nebuchadnezzar looking at them as rebellious too. Verse 10. V'shilachti vam es hacherev, es ha'ra'av, v'es hadaver, ad tumam me'al ha'adama, and I will send on them the sword, the famine, the pestilence, as we've said in perek after perek, these three things, until they will be consumed from on the land, asher nasati lehem v'la'avosehem, that I gave to them and their fathers. While those living in Bavel will return to Israel and reclaim it as an inheritance of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, those living in Israel at this time will never experience the Geula that is to come. This parak describes two categories. There is one category, which is compared to good figs, that is objectively good. These are the people who have been exiled to Bavel. They will do tshuva and return to the land of Israel. The second group is compared to the bad figs that no one wants. They are the Jews living under Tzidkiyahu in Yerushalayim. They will be destroyed, and just like no one wants anything to do with rotten figs, no one will want anything to do with them. There is a lesson we can learn from this parak. Everyone looked at the people living in Yerushalayim, that they were closer to Hashem, and they assumed that they were the better group. Really, the ones who were suffering more initially were the ones who Hashem actually approved of. We can't judge and assess people based on our own notions of good and bad, nor do we really have an understanding of who we ourselves are. Our job is not to judge other people. It's to live life in the manner that Hashem has asked us to live. Hashem is always taking care of us and wants what is best for us. And we need to understand that even if things seem challenging, this too is for the best. Hashem has a plan. There is another lesson which helps us understand the arc of Jewish history. The Das Sofrim looks at the Pesukim in both Yirmiyahu and Yechezkel that describe these two communities and proves that there are Rishaim both in Israel and in Bavel, and there were Tzadikim both in Israel and in Bavel. There are many more Tzadikim in Bavel, but it's not universal. Though the baskets are described as completely good and completely bad, that does not reflect the reality on the ground where the people lived. Hashem decided to treat the two groups differently, as he had his own calculations as to what the nation as a whole needed. Over the course of history, Hashem always allows there to be two groups of people, so that no matter what happens, the Jewish people can survive. Again, our job is to live life doing that which is right and knowing that Hashem has a plan for our future and that it all is always for the good. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bas, Alexander Sender.